Hey, welcome in time for our second daily editorial. You know, the first time we talked about what I think was a very, very plausible reason that Jim gave for not having, you know, what I would call a clean election in 2020. This time we're going to talk about something else that's chipping away at the country in the eyes of the world, and that is we're getting more and more bank failures. We had the bank that failed last week. Then over the weekend, another New York bank was considered to have failed. And then this morning, we got three more banks that are in the failed category. This is very definitely, I think, part of an insidious plan to make the U.S. look weaker and weaker and weaker. Jimmy, give me an opinion on that, would you?
Okay, so I'm going to go back to August of 2021.
Okay.
When Joe Biden went on publicly on television and said, hey, I mean, paraphrased, you're not going to see helicopters evacuating people off the roof of or out of the embassy in Kabul like you did in Saigon in 1975. Well, guess what happened 3 days later? Helicopters were evacuating people from the embassy in Kabul. Biden came out today and said, hey, look, don't worry. The system is safe. After he said that, we've already seen the actual trading on multiple banks stopped. These are mostly regional banks, similar to SVB, though SVB was the 16th largest bank in the country with over $200 billion in assets. And what we're seeing is a problem of investor confidence because of the reality of how these banks have invested and what they've done over the last few years is finally coming to roost, and it's coming home to roost. And I'll tell you, the fraud that's been perpetrated on the American people and the cover up by the media to show the damage that's being done by this administration, by the Biden administration, is overwhelming and may not be able to be stopped.
You know, I got to tell you, Jimmy, it is overwhelming. The reputation of our country is really going down the toilet. And this has happened, I would have to say, over the last 3 years or so. You know, think what you want about the Trump administration, but I will say one thing. The world, to a very large extent, consider the U.S. during his time in office as being a very strong country, and as being a country that could very well change some of the events of the world because Trump was a very strong president. I have to say that regardless what you think about Trump, and remember, about 3 years ago, I said he needed to be a little bit more conciliatory so that he would be a little bit more popular. I know Jimmy disagrees with that, and I don't want to go into that particular discussion right now. But I want to say that the U.S. right now is becoming thought of as becoming as less and less of a power than it was before. And this bank failures is kind of the frosting on the cake, Jimmy.
Well, so, I mean, yes, we've been declining for a long time. And, of course, China's been rising.
Right.
The EU for a while was up there. I will remember, I'll go back to the 80s and the 70s and 80s when everybody thought Japan was going to take over the world and take over U.S. industry and economy. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think China's – there are differences. China actually has a larger population, has bigger a bigger opportunity with a potential massive middle class growing the economy. But as long as it's restrictively controlled by that leadership – in kind of a, you know, authoritarian capitalism way, it's going to have a tough time. So the United States, I believe, will somehow weather this, though how we come out of it in the end is going to be, you know, and there's never an end, right? There's always another problem afterwards. But how we come out of it is going to be critical. And what we see right now is the decisions that this administration has made are compounding to the point of danger for the entire global economy. So, and this starts with the massive expenditures. And, you know, we've seen this, you know, since COVID, we saw this massive debt increase by $10 trillion. And then you see the administration continue to pump, I guess it was about $8 trillion, something $8 to $10 trillion. The administration, Biden administration, continues to pour more money into the system, which guaranteed inflation. Inflation, you know, and is undermining people's, you know, net worth. They're undermining their retirement packages. They're undermining their ability to eat and feed themselves, pay their bills. So the Fed steps in, tries to slow inflation by increasing rates, which undermines the investments these banks, these stupid banks, put into these 1% long-term treasury bills because they thought this would never end. And they didn't change their balance sheets as things changed. That's exactly what happened to SVB. What we're seeing now, it's happening at, New Republic Bank by Signature Bank in New York was closed yesterday. And then you're seeing a massive amount of withdrawal from investments from these banks. Now, what this could be, Al, is behind the scenes, there may be very powerful entities, and I'm speculating on this, but there may be very powerful entities that actually want to see these regional and small banks close so they consolidate into these major, you know, the big four remaining banks.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, I want to say one thing. The straw that breaks a camel's back in this situation, I think very possibly could be, quite frankly, Wells Fargo. And I know people are going to laugh at me and say, that's crazy, Wells Fargo is considered to be the strongest bank in the country. And let me tell you, I have been following Wells Fargo Bank for a long, long time. They've had serious problems in the past, in the sense of some of the things that they have done that have been illegal in terms of their customers. I think Wells Fargo could be the straw that breaks the camel's back on this one, Jimmy, and there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever about that. And I'm happy to argue that point with anybody who wants to. Go ahead and continue, Jim.
No, I think you may be right. The oversight and the risk managers at Wells Fargo have been, you know, not, and legally they've had these issues where they created false accounts. There's been all kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. They paid massive fines. And we don't know what their risk management in the background was. We do know that, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, these are the ones that are thought that are well too big to collapse. But in fact, they could be the next big problem because the value of these banks is dropping significantly in the markets right now because people are a bit of afraid of them. What the FDIC has pointed out is that these banks, these big banks, hold about over $600 billion mm-hmm. in unrealized losses because of these one, crypto investments that failed, and the bond investments that they've made. So this could be absolutely catastrophic as we go, and of course the patchwork kind of My position is Joe Biden is not capable of managing his leadership team. His leadership team is going to put patchwork issues on certain things to try to solve them, but they won't realize the implications, the long-term implications. And ultimately, they're more inclined to more government regulation and more government control. So this may, in fact, be an effort by people behind the scenes to enforce digital currency.
I think you're absolutely right. Jimmy, I think you're absolutely right. We're going to have to cut this editorial here because of time. Don't forget what Jimmy just said about the concept of digital currency. That's very, very important. It's probably the only way. The point he made right now, in my opinion, is probably the only way that a digital currency in the United States could happen with the welcoming of more and more people. I think you're going to see some really, really interesting and devastating news between today and tomorrow regarding what's going on in what was once the greatest country in the world. And Jim and I want to make sure that we get back to that particular status. Jim, thanks very much.